This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even in the best of times, when life is normal, farming is a really stressful life. What's the weather going to be? What are commodity prices doing? And oh, by the way, trade wars and tariffs. And now coronavirus and COVID piling on the stress, and they have come at a time when mental health care is harder to come by than usual. Elisa Roth covers mental health for American Public Media.
The farm in Minnesota where Thomas Duden raises dairy cows belongs to his wife's family. Besides the milk they produce, they also sell hay. And last year, they started renting farm equipment just to make ends meet.
But it just seems like the harder I work, the further we get behind.
The stress of trying to keep the farm afloat, plus some other stuff in his personal life, pushed him to the edge. And he's not the only one, because farmers as a whole are struggling with their mental health. Suicide rates are 1.5 times higher than in the general population, and there are high rates of substance use, too. Duden says he thought about suicide more than once.
You'd cross my mind staging an accident. You're on the farm. It'd be easy to mask.
It took years before he finally admitted he needed help. Now he pays for his own therapist and a marriage counselor, all of which can add up to $800 a month, depending how often he sees them. In Minnesota, farmers do have some access to free mental health care through a unique program from the state agriculture department that funds 2 therapists. The state has allocated $250,000 a year to pay for it. Monica McConkie is one of them. Farmers and others in the agriculture industry call her for advice and therapy, which can be either a one-off or a regular thing.
Most of it is the actual farmer, whether it's male farmer or female farmer. But I definitely get calls from spouses as well.
Before COVID, McConkie and her colleagues spent their days driving around the state to see those farmers and trying to raise awareness about mental health. Now, of course, it's all remote. Thomas Duden says it's hard to make mental health part of the conversation because it goes against farm culture.
We did not have feelings that you were happy or you were sad. That was it.
COVID-19 is complicating all of this, even though Monica McConkie says when it first started, COVID barely registered for farmers who were worried about other things and were already socially distanced. Now McConkie says she's starting to hear more about how COVID is putting a strain on farms. Some farmers have lost jobs they had taken off the farm to keep the family afloat. Others have been forced to dump milk or kill off pigs and chickens because they can't get them to market. Uncertainty is a given in farming, but COVID is taking that uncertainty to a whole other level.
When there's no end date and your livelihood and your family's legacy is at stake, that is incredibly stressful because you have no control over it.
She says calls dropped off a little in May as farmers focused on getting spring plantings in, but she's expecting they'll pick up again soon and then some. In the Twin Cities, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.